The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.
Let's now hear about an idea from the Irish Senior Citizens Assembly to end the mandatory retirement age. Mairead Hayes, thank you very much for joining us. Why is this idea? Why is this important?
Well, two reasons, really. We think people should have choices about what they do as they consider retirement. And to have choices would make it easier for people depending on their circumstances. At the moment, technically, we have no mandatory retirement age in Ireland. But the situation is that the decision is taken out of people's hands in a lot of cases because you won't get the state pension till you're 66 because of changes in the rules. So effectively, because you won't get the state pension, then you haven't a choice, because if you hopefully can continue to work until you're 66, then you will get state pension. So
is it the case, Mairead, that a lot of employers, including the state, say when you hit the age of 65, that's it, you got to go? In fact, there are some employers, when you reach the age of 60, you say, good luck, out the door you go.
Well, I mean, there are a number of things. One is that if people are lucky enough to have an occupational pension, in a lot of cases, The deed setting up the pension fund said it would be payable at 65. So they're saying out you go. In other cases, people's contracts of employment may say 65 because that was the case before the rules were changed. And there has been a reluctance. So there's effectively a date that the state will pay you your pension, and then there's a date that your employer will say out the door you go. And we have seen cases where people are working in the public sector. I've had instances, and they're told they have to go at 65, but they will be re-employed until they're 70 at a lower rate. And that's in public sector, some public sector jobs, public service jobs. And then the situation is that if an employer says to somebody at 65, you have to go, then the only choice they have is to sign on the dole, and that's less than state pension. And that's a huge drop for people. And then there are cohorts of workers who, because of the nature of the work, particularly a lot of physical outdoor work, they just can't stay on until they're in age, so they'll have to consider going on a disability pension. And I mean, looking at other countries, what we feel is that there should be choices. So, for example, in the States, you can retire at 62, but if you stay on, you get an additional benefit by staying on to whatever age you eventually opt to go at.
Just on the point you made earlier that some people in the public sector are retiring at 65, but they've been taken back in lower wages at the age of 70.
Like the cases we've had are really some women who would have gone back into the workforce. And they were, I won't say where they're working now, just now, but they would have gone back into the workforce when their children were reared. And they knew that around them were people who were in their 60s, their late 60s. So they assumed that that was the situation. But with 3 months to go, they were told, no, you have to go at 65. But if you wish to, we will take you back on a lower paid contract.
And sorry, would those people then be getting the old age pension from the age of 66 in addition, and then end up paying tax on that?
Well, they would if they wanted to do that. They would if they wanted to do it. But it was the fact that people were told so late. So what we have been advocating for is a situation where that the state would intervene and stop the confusion that's arising between private contracts, you know, in different employments, and say that people have choices.
Okay, I want to bring in John Barry, who's a HR consultant and advisor to employers in the small and medium enterprise sector. In the private sector, John, do companies tend to encourage people to go at the age of 65?
Evening, Matt. The general terms and conditions of employment would have been, as Mairead has outlined, that you went at 65. That was fairly common. Due to developments in Europe over the last 3 or 4 years, it has been deemed to be discriminatory on grounds of age and the employment equality legislation. And so forcing someone to leave their employment at 65 has now been deemed to be discriminatory.
And indeed, John, it strikes me that lots of people, now it depends on the type of job. If it's manual labour, I'd imagine there are lots of people who would like to give up work at the age of 65 and enjoy their retirement. But if it's been a more sedentary existence they've enjoyed, I can imagine lots of people might like the idea of working until 70 or 75, particularly now as with modern healthcare, people tend to live longer.
Well, I think we all recognise people living longer, and you know, it's quite funny. When I started working, I was thinking, so I'd like to retire at 55, and I'd had some chance of changing my lifestyle so I could enjoy retirement. Because in my first years, I had people phoning up in their 40 years begging to be kept on, but they couldn't be kept on because 40 years was their life in the job, not at home. So what has happened now, though, is that the law has been basically wiped aside. It said 65, you can't force someone now to retire at 65, even if it's in the contract, because it could be discriminatory under age grounds. And the situation now could be is that you'll have people, and I have clients where we have people working who are 78, 79. They can't do the job, so the other staff are carrying that person effectively. What's going to happen at some stages is that person who has been with that employer possibly for 20, 30 years is going to be dismissed because of their health.
Hold on, 78, 79, doing what type of work? I'm not asking you to name the company, but what sort of work?
They're involved in just basic cleaning.
Okay, well, I think at 78 and 79, would you want to still be doing cleaning work?
You see, in this case, and it's not unusual, work is their life. They may be single, they may be widowed. And their social life is now at work. Getting out every day to meet people gives them a bit of a purpose in life. So therefore, they're hanging on to their jobs. And of course, the older you get, the more upsetting it is when you're told we can't employ you anymore now because you're not well enough for it.
Joe says if people don't retire in their mid-60s, there'll be even fewer vacancies for young people, which is a point as well, isn't
Absolutely.
It?
Absolutely. Well, the European decisions and the more recent Irish legislation reflects if you can come up with objective ground as to why people should retire at 65, then that will be justifiable. And one of the objective grounds which has been argued and has been successful in Europe has been that, in fact, it's creating opportunities for younger people to move up in the system, and we had a similar case with the Guards, where in fact I think there was one the commissioner was trying to contest going at 65, and they said no, there was an objective ground that allows promotion. So there are provisions, but the trouble is it's not clear. Certainly for an awful lot of jobs, it wouldn't be reflective.
Yeah, last word on this, Mairead Hayes.
Yeah, I wanted to say that there are, things that are objectively justiciable and they can be looked at in the courts. But I think that there should be choices for people, and I would accept that if somebody is capable of doing the job, then they should be allowed to stay on. And I think that we would not be inclined to accept, there's a thing that John is probably very familiar with, which is the lump of labour fallacy, and that's the one where it says that keeping older workers in unemployment creates unemployment for the young, and that's one that was researched in 2013 by Borsch and Supan, and what they're saying is it's a mistaken belief. So I would like to say that that's not true, and also it has been proved, and there's little evidence that older workers are less productive. That's if they want to work, because we think people should be free, and if they want to go, as John said, he thought he would want to go at 55, well, if he wants to go, that should happen as well.
Okay.
But we need to start the discussion, and we need the government department. So we're hoping that perhaps within some of the new responsibilities, for example, that perhaps Minister Regina Doherty can solve some of the roadblocks that are around between the different departments with responsibility for this area.
We'll see. Thank you very much, Mairead Hayes, Senior Citizens Parliament, and John Barry, HR Consultant, Advisor to the Small and Medium Enterprise Sector.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.